But first, the year-long litigation between Waymo and Uber ended suddenly Friday with a settlement. Uber is paying Waymo $245 million and promising that it won't use Waymo's technology in its own self-driving cars. As a quick recap, Waymo had alleged one of its former engineers, Anthony Lewandowski, took trade secrets to Uber. Uber denied using any Waymo technology, though, in its self-driving cars. Ariane Marshall is a transportation reporter for Wired magazine and has been following the story and joins us now. Ariane, good morning.
Good morning.
So was this settlement a big surprise? We're thinking, you know, Friday afternoon is usually a good time for a news dump in this business. So is that what went on? Why did the settlement happen when it did?
It was a pretty big surprise for us sitting in the courtroom. Usually court kicked off bright and early at 7:30. There was a bit of a delay, and suddenly the lawyers came in and announced there had been a settlement. So it certainly was a surprise. As for why there was a settlement, we know that Uber has been pushing for a settlement for a really long time. Waymo was a little bit resistant. We're not exactly sure why this is happening now. Waymo's case had been going pretty well, perhaps perfectly, not so far. Also, they had already had Travis Kalanick, who was the former CEO of Uber, testify. He had an interesting testimony with some interesting emails and text messages surfacing. Once that had happened, some of the drama had kind of already played out. So perhaps Waymo thought it was a great time to just kind of get this done and finish this lawsuit once and for all.
So in essence, is Uber admitting that they did something wrong here, or is the settlement a way to sort of say, it looked like things were going against us, so we'll settle?
They are definitely not admitting guilt here. They've made that very clear in their statements. They are saying, we maintain that our self-driving technology still doesn't use Waymo's technology, but they've also given a legally binding promise that they won't use any Waymo technology from here on out. So they're saying they still weren't in the wrong, but they are paying Waymo, or giving them $245 million in equity in their company. So they're definitely paying up a bit of money here.
Yeah, and you said the settlement came as a surprise, but I also wonder, given the way that it went down and the way that what you saw happen in court that first week, how did you think this case might have ended if it hadn't settled?
It turns out that trade secrets cases, which this case was, they're very difficult to prove, because you have to prove that A, something is a trade secret, and B, that trade secret actually made it into their technology. And you kind of have to prove the vector here of how the trade secret got from one company to another. So we're already seeing parts of that case playing out. There was a lot of forensic analysts up there testifying on behalf of Waymo. But it wasn't clear yet that Waymo had a really solid trade secrets case. Granted, they were starting to pivot to that at the point where they ended up settling, but it wasn't quite clear how their case was going, and it wasn't going to be a slam dunk case for them by any means. So this might have been a better outcome for Waymo in the end.
This is a rapidly growing industry. We see some of the autonomous cars being tested all around, not far from our studios, actually, Ariane. And so I'm wondering, going forward, what sort of impact could this have on development? What sort of impact could it have on these companies as far as protecting their intellectual property is concerned? Is this something that could cause some sort of chill? Does it give more clarification, perhaps?
I think there are still a lot of open questions for the self-driving car community, in that they now understand in this growing technology that if employees are going to jump ship, if engineers are going to go to other companies, there's a lot of competition for talent right now. If they do end up doing that, they're going to be very wary about what they take with them, whether that's ideas that are inside their head or actual files that they take from a former employer. So I think the picture is still kind of unclear. That said, this case does prove that this technology, clearly these people see it as incredibly valuable, and they do think that self-driving cars are coming. I think people in your area can testify to that, because they're seeing it testing around their area. But a report from Intel that came out last year predicted that this could be a $7 trillion industry by 2050. Clearly, Waymo thought it was worth a lot of legal fees to go after Uber for what they thought was trade secret theft. So this is a big and growing sector, and there's a lot of competition for talented engineers who can help it grow.
Terrific. Ariane Marshall, a transportation reporter for Wired. Ariane, thanks for the update.
Thanks for having me.